Awesome. Looks like we have everybody up on stage here today. So first of all, just want to say thank you to Michael Saylor and Sharice Jajodia for joining us. And we're going to be discussing Bitcoin for Corporations, the Bitcoin segment of the MicroStrategy World Conference, which began yesterday. Bitcoin Magazine will be hosting the live stream for both days of Bitcoin for Corporations beginning tomorrow. And we're really excited to have Michael Saylor and Sharice Jajodia join us today to talk a little bit more about Bitcoin for Corporations, kind of the scale of that adoption and kind of forward-looking expectations as to how we can consider where we are at in this adoption cycle. So without further ado, Michael and Sharice, I just want to welcome you both to the stage. How are you guys doing today?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Good afternoon, everyone.
Of course. We're really excited to pick both of y'all's brains. Before we kind of dive into what the vibe has been like on the ground at MicroStrategy World, I just want to take a step back and dig into why MicroStrategy has launched this Bitcoin for Corporations conference and then what your expectations are as you try to engage more broadly with balance sheets around the world.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at that. You know, there are a lot of different Bitcoin conferences and they all suit different purposes. You know, some of them are aimed at retail and some of them are political and others are highly technical for developers. We had the experience as a company of adopting Bitcoin, and there are a lot of unique challenges that companies face in either building Bitcoin-based products or services or on holding Bitcoin or operating the Bitcoin ecosystem. You could start with shareholder relations issues. How do you communicate it to shareholders? Then there's the issue of the politics within the corporation. How do you build consensus between the officers and the directors and the employees? And then there's the issue of community issues. How do you communicate this to all your other constituencies, whether it's shareholders or the local community, or it might be vendors or it might be partners. And then you've also got departmental issues, you know, the relationship between technology and finance and legal when you're doing this. And corporations have a lot of compliance issues. They just deal with all sorts of things that an individual probably doesn't think a lot about. Some of them have to do with the way they're regulated. In other cases, it's accounting issues. In some cases, it's internal finance issues. It might be disclosure issues. And of course, there are certain technologies they can work with and certain technologies they can't work with. So given that there are so many unique challenges the corporations faced, we thought that having a conference focused just on the interest and the needs of corporations would be a good addition to all the other Bitcoin-related conferences throughout the year. And you'll see, we try to intentionally not do the things that are done well by the other Bitcoin conferences, because our goal is not to reinvent the wheel, and we don't really want to be bigger, better, and it's not really an economic thing for us. We're not trying to make money off this. Our goal is just to be very, very laser-like focused. And I think there's thousands of companies out there that either are good candidates to put Bitcoin on the balance sheet, or they really need to build a product or a service that uses Bitcoin, or they could integrate with the Bitcoin network and take advantage of either Bitcoin or Lightning or some other layer two. And then there's, all the institutions and institutional investors and advisors to these companies, the entire ecosystem that support them and either want to advocate for Bitcoin to them, or they actually want to figure out what happens next and how to invest in them. And so that's the that's the constituency we're aimed at here. And so we put together the agenda. We were thinking about those things.
Yeah, thank you for that. And Sharish, I'd love to pass the mic over to you just to get a little bit more granular sense of what the agenda for Bitcoin for Corporations is like, what inbound interest has been, and then maybe we could talk a little bit more also about MicroStrategy World, which began yesterday, just to hear how that has gone on the ground as well.
Hi. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is Sharish Ajodhia. For those who are not aware, I lead the investor relations and treasury function at MicroStrategy. So we are here in Las Vegas for MicroStrategy World Conference. People might not be aware, but we have been doing the World Conference for our business intelligence customers for over 20 years now. This is our fourth time doing Bitcoin for Corporations. MicroStrategy adopted the Bitcoin strategy in August of 2020. And for the first 2 years, we did virtually. We held the Bitcoin for Corporations virtually. Last year, we did it in person in Orlando. And this year, we are doing it again in person in Las Vegas. And the overall World Conference is attended by over 1,500 people representing over 100 plus corporates and companies. And these are primarily MicroStrategy customers, including prospects who are users of our MicroStrategy business analytics software. So today was the day for the business intelligence keynote. We had our case for BI plus AI product and how we are working on our MicroStrategy AI product, and it was attended by all our customers. So that's kind of, and that continues for the next 2 days. And we thought, like, while we have this group of corporates and their executives on the finance and tech side attending the conference, why not pair it up with Bitcoin for Corporations, as Michael said? And we pair it up with 2 days of agenda for Bitcoin for Corporations. We start that tomorrow. So Wednesday, day one, will be focused on the tech side of Bitcoin, where we will explore what's going on the adoption trends on Bitcoin, how is the technology developing, and there is a keynote session between Michael and David Marcus from Lightspark about building on Bitcoin. So we look forward to that session very much, and we'll see like what's going on like how things are being built on Bitcoin, and that's like the tech side of Bitcoin. And MicroStrategy will cover our developments of what we are doing on Bitcoin cybersecurity application. We're going to talk about it for the first time tomorrow. So stay tuned to see what we are doing, some developments on that front. And then day two, Thursday, is our day focused on investment and treasury side of Bitcoin. Like what's the use case of Bitcoin as a part of corporate treasury? And how should it be part of institutional portfolio? And there we begin with the keynote presentation from Michael. And then we dive into various sessions, starting with Bitcoin and Wall Street, with a great panel of research analysts covering ETFs from Fidelity, Galaxy, and Bitwise. And then we get into discussion of how to think about integrating Bitcoin in the boardroom and what are the challenges that corporates run into typically when they're considering including Bitcoin as a part of their treasury. And then next session, Fong Ling, our CEO, will moderate about Bitcoin at financial institutions. So we'll talk about what are the different developments happening at various financial institutions, how the acceptance has changed over time about at different financial institutions. And earlier, like people were not touching Bitcoin at all. Now everybody has a digital assets team and they are building something on Bitcoin. So what's going on and what are the kind of challenges and considerations while bigger mega corporates and TradFi companies look at building something around Bitcoin or integrating it in their financial institutions? And then we have another session talking about from a legal and regulatory perspective, all the developments of Bitcoin. And we wrap it up with MicroStrategy playbook for corporates, because we have gone through the hardship of discovering everything ourselves and inventing and like going through all the legal audit, challenges and how things work for a public company to Bitcoin on balance sheet. But now that we have gone through it, we have our playbook, which we have open sourced for others, so people can refer to that, and it will we will discuss about that on how others can benefit from our strategy and make it part of their corporate allocation, corporate like stock, corporate finance, corporate strategy, and how do they get exposure to Bitcoin. So yeah, and like
in such storage, yeah. I got a few things to add on that too as well.
Please,
are you done?
Yeah, please go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so the first day, well, I mean, I'm going to be on stage with our head of engineering, Cesari, and he's worked on a number of Bitcoin technology projects. He's worked on the Lightning project, and we're going to be talking about this security authentication, our decentralized identity project we've been working on, and it'll give you a flavor, or the audience, I think, a flavor of different things that can be done, you know, at the layer two and layer three that are anchored into Bitcoin. And also, how does a corporation think about it as opposed to even someone to building retail apps? Because we're building technology that we can enter the enterprise with and how we integrate them into the Microsoft environment, the corporate environment, and talk about some of the constraints a company has when they're integrating Bitcoin-related technologies and apps. And in my later interview with David Marcus, I was saying David's got about four dozen or more corporate clients that he's been working with to integrate Lightning into their environments. And we're going to discuss that in detail. What are those corporate constraints and how do they view this? And so I think those will both be really interesting. In the second day, I think bringing these institutional analysts is really important because most companies and institutions really need to see really good research work. And we'll have a variety of different analyst views there. We've also got CEOs and CFOs of companies that have Bitcoin on the balance sheet. And so a variety of CFOs talking about it from their perspective and the board perspective, I think will be really, really useful. And we've got the head of custody for Coinbase, and Coinbase is a custodian for many, many corporations. And so we think it's interesting to have that conversation as to how do companies view custody of Bitcoin. The institutional discussion, you know, includes representatives from Fidelity and Citi and Bitwise Asset Management, and that's a different angle as well. And of course, we've got some leading lawyers and accountants that are actually working on the compliance and other accounting implications of Bitcoin. And they're going to talk about the regulatory framework as it is today. And that's a shifting target because it's changing, if not every month, certainly every quarter. And you got to keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, and I think, Michael, you and Sharish have done a good job of setting the stage for what we can expect at Bitcoin for Corporations. And I'm curious what the inbound interest has been like. Obviously, Sharish mentioned over 1,500 attendees for MicroStrategy World. What has the interest been in Bitcoin for Corporations amongst those who haven't traditionally interacted with Bitcoin prior? Can you guys speak to that at all?
Bitcoiners, it's time to upgrade the security of your stack. Bitcoin Magazine has partnered with Unchained, the leader in collaborative custody services, to help you secure your Bitcoin with confidence. Unchained's collaborative custody services give you complete ownership over your Bitcoin while delegating one key to Unchained to protect you from theft and loss due to simple mistakes. Using Bitcoin native multisig, Unchained's client services can help you increase the security of your Bitcoin and gain access to the next generation of financial services. Whether you want to bypass exchanges and stack sats directly into cold storage with Unchained Vault or hold physical Bitcoin in your tax-advantaged IRA, Unchained makes it simple and safe to use the best practices available to store your generational wealth.
Yeah, do you want to start? I can begin. So we do get interest from a variety of finance professionals at different companies, and either directly through the companies or maybe, you know, some banker connections about people who are curious and interested to explore down the path of Bitcoin as a part of, you know, corporate treasury. And there are champions of Bitcoin at various companies. So we do see them popping up more and more these days. But if you look at like the companies actually adopting, you get to see the public companies like Bitcoin treasuries. You can identify what are the public companies that hold Bitcoin. But there are a lot of private companies that don't really get out in public that also are starting to hold Bitcoin as a small portion of their portfolios. So there is growing interest from a variety of, you know, companies across geographies and different sectors with budding, you know, champions in the companies who are very much into Bitcoin and they want to take it forward. But it takes time to, you know, go all the way to management, to the board, and to eventually make that happen. So that's quite a process. We do see interest here. As a part of the conference here, there are people who are already into Bitcoin. Then there are people who are curious and they want to learn more about the process, or they may be in the fringe and they want to see what we are doing, what are the other big institutions that are participating. And when they see all these big names, that gives a lot of legitimacy, and they can take those content back to their management and board, and that will help make the case stronger for why Bitcoin and like why now and why it matters the most for all type of companies. So, and there are some people who may be interested from tech side of Bitcoin, where how they can integrate Bitcoin from a technology perspective into their products and services. That's kind of the mix of the audience. What I would say is like, this is the first time we will be live streaming. So for the folks who are attending in person, means we look forward to seeing you, but for others who are finance professionals, who are CFOs, who are treasurers of either public companies or private companies, we encourage you to listen to the sessions and learn more about what we are doing, what others are doing, and how the ecosystem is developing on an institutional level. And we encourage you to, we welcome you to, you know, join the journey. Michael, what do you?
So my comments on that topic are, I get a ton of inbound inquiries from all different channels all the time. And just in the past month, I got called down to São Paulo, and I spent a week there, probably meeting with 1,000 different investors, corporate executives, and the like. Just dozens of meetings with some with a dozen people, some with dozens of people, some with 200-300 people at a time. And then I was up in New York, and I went through a whole set of meetings with people who are either executives or finance industry professionals working for the major large banks and large investment companies and a bunch of other corporations. And the real driver of this particular conference, and the reason we're live streaming it, is it's not really that scalable for a few people to fly around the world and take a lot of meetings. And so what we're hoping to do here is put together this content and put it out on the internet, and then it becomes a resource for everybody in the world, and they can just click and play it when they have these questions instead of us trying to meet face-to-face with everybody. I do think the interest generally from corporations has stepped up a notch since January of this year, though I will say that.
Spencer, do you mind if I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, sure thing, Frank.
I'm just kind of curious from like a, you know, percentage wise, and I'm sorry, my name is Frank Corva, I'm the business correspondent. I'm excited to be at the conference the next 2 days. I was curious from a business, like percentage wise, when companies reach out, are they more interested in integrating, you know, doing work with Lightning, using a layer two or three, as you mentioned, Michael, or is there more interest in putting Bitcoin on the treasury? I'm just kind of curious which you get more inquiries about.
Yeah, I think that that MicroStrategy is known primarily for its treasury strategy. So when people are inbound or they're coming to us, they're probably asking us questions about how they integrate it into their treasury, and they want to know about the investment aspects of it. But David Marcus's inquiries are all just technology based, right? So if you're known for offering a technical solution to Bitcoin, then that's what your inbound inquiries will be.
Got it. And Dylan, I know that you had a question related to kind of the state of corporate Bitcoin adoption. Feel free to take the mic here if you want to pose that.
Yeah, sure. Well, kind of remaining broad, I guess, just to Bitcoin itself. There's been, over the past few years, I've been surprised, but also a bit, the uptake hasn't been as much as I would have expected for Bitcoin as collateral. And so I'm curious whether your views are changed or not, or, you know, how they might have developed over the past few years as Bitcoin as collateral, as pristine collateral, given that, you know, some of these solutions, well, maybe not so much for, say, like a MicroStrategy, but for a retail or for a small business solutions, the cost of capital for those native solutions, which in theory are zero loss businesses, if implemented correctly, or zero loss loans, rather, you know, that seems to be that the capital markets still haven't figured that all out. So do you have any evolving thoughts there, or just, you know, general thoughts on Bitcoin as collateral?
My view on that is that we will see an explosion in the use of Bitcoin as collateral at the point that the major banks begin to custody Bitcoin. So the limiting factor there is the major banks around the world being primary custodians. And that the intermediate step is, first, they will start to custody the ETFs like IBIT and FBTC. And, you know, and then at some point they will agree to extend collateral value against the spot ETFs. And then once that gets large enough, you'll start to see some of those banks, the more forward-looking ones, begin to custody the underlying commodity. And then after that, you'll see them start to issue credit against the underlying commodity. And I think that as that gets normalized, then you'll probably start to see other large corporations start to trade using that collateral. But we probably got two or three steps of institutional adoption and traditional finance adoption before that'll be routine in the mainstream corporate world.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Can I ask a follow-up there too, Spencer, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure thing.
And in terms of, like you said, Michael, things going mainstream or just becoming a bit more normalized, Bitcoin becoming a bit more normalized, I was curious if you could just speak a little bit to the arc of what you've seen over the last 3 years doing this conference. This will be the fourth year. And then sort of what you expect might be different this year compared to last, compared to the first time you did this.
Yeah, I think if we step back and just look at the issue of Bitcoin corporate adoption, 2020 to 2024, those were kind of the crazy years, or maybe, I don't know if you could say they're the early years of Bitcoin adoption. I think they're really, it's really the pre-epic or the pre-adoption phase. I would date the first year of corporate adoption or institutional adoption of Bitcoin to January 2024. So when I look at Bitcoin, I almost feel like the first 15 years of Bitcoin was the first age And that's when we were, you know, rising through the crypto chaos. And it wasn't clear whether or not Bitcoin was going to be embraced by institutions and corporations. And it wasn't clear whether it would be the winning crypto asset. You had all sorts of crypto wars and fork wars and the like. And really, the point at which you could say, well, Bitcoin's the winner, and also it's the legitimate crypto asset, and it is going to be adopted by corporations and by traditional finance firms and the banking establishment. I think that was January of this year. So we're 12, 16 weeks into this. And, you know, I could recount all the things that got us here over the last 4 years, but we all lived through it. You know, it's the meltdown of the offshore crypto exchanges. It's the meltdown of the unregistered wildcat crypto banks. It's really the broad discrediting of proof of stake type networks with their meltdowns and their regulatory challenges. And it's the consistent dwindling of all the proof of work forks that came out of the fork war, like Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, and, you know, and the consensus that we reached that Craig Wright is not Satoshi, right? All of these things that have been working through the system that get us to where we are today. But where we are today is 2024, and I think between 2034 and 2040, like the next 15 years, you know, we might get there in 10 years, but more likely 15 years. The next 15 years is the Bitcoin corporate adoption stage. And 2024 to 2028, that's kind of like the fast start, and everybody's jockeying for position. You know, you're seeing BlackRock and Fidelity duke it out in the ETFs, and the question is, which of the major banks will become the first big Bitcoin custodian? Will it be Citi, or will it be Goldman Sachs, or will it be Morgan Stanley, or, you know, will it be BNY Mellon, or will it be JP Morgan, or will it be Wells Fargo? And so there's a little bit of question there. But I think by the time we get to 2028, we'll start to see the corporate acceleration. I think if you want a metaphor, go back 30 years and think about 1994. You're like 3 months into 1994, and it was corporate internet adoption. And everybody's trying to figure out if they need a website. And there's a big debate about whether corporations should have websites, and whether you can... Can a bank have a website, and can a retailer have a website? But by 1998, you had like the .com boom, and you had an acceleration, and it was still kind of new, and there's still a lot of controversy, but you're starting to see billions and billions of dollars flowing into that. I think by the year 2028, there won't really be a controversy as to whether companies ought to have Bitcoin strategies. You'll see a lot of companies going really hard. And the ones that kind of got into space in 2020 to 2024 will be viewed as kind of prehistoric. You know, I think, you know, people will tell the story of a Block Cash App is kind of, you know, prehistoric before the Ice Age thawed or whatever. And then they'll tell the story of, you know, of Tesla's starts and misstarts and MicroStrategy, you know, sounding this trumpet that a lot of people had ignored. But I don't think in 2028 we'll see that. I think it'll be different. As you know, by 2034, 99% of the Bitcoin's been mined, or 2035. So the entire Bitcoin asset class, I think, hardens to maturity. It's pretty much mature in terms of distribution, 2035. So the shape of the Bitcoin mining business, the shape of Bitcoin banking, the shape of Bitcoin holdings, and the shape of a lot of Bitcoin products and services, they're going to be much clearer, pretty clear by 2034. And the winners are going to almost certainly have been going really hard, investing huge amounts of money before 2028. The good news to all this is that there's really a lot of opportunity over the next 48 months in every single industry, whether it's insurance or banking or, you know, or money management or trading or retail or the like. A lot of opportunity for people to jump in and either take a heavy P&L position or a very heavy balance sheet type position. And we're just really in the first innings. I mean, you could say maybe we're month four, maybe month four, month five. It will be clear by the end of May that Bitcoin is the only crypto asset that is going to be embraced by the mainstream regulators everywhere in the world. You know, and that was not something you could have said 4 years ago or 2 years ago or even 1 year ago. But once that happens, then a lot of confusion will drop away and it's going to accelerate the development of this entire industry, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a starting gun at the beginning of this race for Bitcoin, if I've ever heard one. And for folks who want to either attend in person, obviously the event for Bitcoin for Corporations does begin tomorrow as well. We will have that on the Bitcoin Magazine live stream for folks who want to tune in there. And I guess for people that want to, you know, help bring Bitcoin into their businesses or brush up on their Bitcoin knowledge, Shirish or Michael, is there anything that you guys would direct them towards as far as resources that MicroStrategy has created or simply, you know, is tuning into the live stream the best, you know, first step for them?
Yeah, they should certainly tune into the live stream. We also have a resource called hope.com with a compilation of some resources. As well as if you go to our website, microstrategy.com, under the Bitcoin for Corporations section there, we have recordings for all our last 3 years of sessions, as well as our open sourced playbook documents regarding what are the things that corporations should think about building their internal treasury policy on Bitcoin, how to navigate the legal challenges, the compliance, the audit controls, and all those things. And we have kind of handed it over as like a playbook. So those documents we update annually. Those are available on our website and they can serve as resource for anybody looking to dive more into these topics.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. And we appreciate your interest and check out the live stream. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Michael and Shirish, thank you for joining us. Thank you as well to Dylan and Frank for being here. Great conversation, and we're looking forward to kicking off Bitcoin for Corporations tomorrow. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate everyone tuning in.